Hey guys, welcome to The Years in Between with me, Loretta Maria.
And me, Cindy Jane.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings and experiences in the years in between.
Clack it. Yeah, I hope by now you guys would have subscribed.
I hope so too. I second that. I third it. And
because
I
you don't want us to start putting... Oh, before we get back to the episode, we hope that you've subscribed.
Oh, you're gonna be like this. Guys, I didn't ask you to. That's what I was like. I'm not coming for anyone, but that was definitely Stephen Bartlett. Was like, guys, I didn't ask you to do much, but if I could ask you just do one thing for us, could you just hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button? It does more for us than you realize. And yeah, I hope you enjoy this episode.
Let's get back to it.
It's giving like my piano, but like mellow, yeah. Mellow version.
Like, oh. I actually wouldn't mind that in my label. No, maybe not.
I told you, guys, me and auntie.
Go with him soon. I'm being careful with my words, so. Soon could be 10 years.
I don't think that's the case for guys. Sorry. You know when you come on this thing and we tell them that you're with...
Child. No, I actually want to be like...
4 weeks today.
I want to be like, oh my gosh, did you see Don't Jealous Me and Yemi?
Don't jealous me.
Don't
I've seen
provoke
them, but I haven't
me
seen them recently.
They literally had a baby boy.
Recently.
No one heard Pim. No one heard Pim.
The power of tongue is...
They didn't even know she was pregnant.
Neither, like, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. I want to be like
have
that.
A daughter, so
like so. Rihanna as well. She's popped out.
But really, I would people speculate for a long time though, but I would actually
really?
I think she was somewhere like it was given pregnant belly, but she just didn't address it. But I also feel like for me, I would also wait until the child is earth side.
I actually hear
and
it.
And then I'll drop the pictures when I was like, yeah, the pre-preg, like the pregnancy bomb.
Yeah.
I don't even delay. Guys, do you know what I do? The baby will be upside, but I'll be posting as if I'm now pregnant. So now post like the maternity, like finding out all of that. It'll give me months of footage, and then
baby will be one.
Yeah, the baby will be one by the time you guys.
Yeah, I love that. Like, it's good to hold such dear moments to your heart or close
everything's
family.
Blasted on social media all the time.
Exactly.
Would you do it?
No, I wouldn't do it. I'm not posting.
As in you'd run to post, or you'd wait, or would you just not post at all?
No, I'm not posting.
I'm confused. Are you not posting at all that you're pregnant?
We had a moment like that earlier, didn't we? No, I think, give it 2 years ago, I probably would have posted, like, me finding out I'm pregnant, me and my bomb, etc. But now, no, I'm going to keep that under wraps.
Never post it.
That's going to be strum.
Never.
Huh?
Never post it.
I probably would post in my private story or private circle.
I hear
stuff.
It. And like, I've never shown my baby's face though.
Yeah, on social media. No.
She wants the baby brands to be like, you know, let's go. Would you want your kids to be like a child model?
I would, but I wouldn't have a page for them. I wouldn't have an Instagram page for them.
So
anything.
We're people out there that would do good stuff too.
You know what? I probably won't post my child's face on social media. Probably like their legs.
Don't quote us though, because when time comes,
we might get excited.
Exactly.
But I might post their limbs or the back of their head. But if they were to be a child model, I would, as I said, not make a page for them. And I think I would like go about the whole portfolio modeling thing, like behind the scenes.
Definitely, I can't manage my bomb. If they have their, like, when they're, like, 13 or something.
No. They can have Instagram when they're, like, 18.
She's talking a lot. I feel like you're saying that now because you're saying it from... But remember, you yourself... Would you, if your mum told you, since you're not getting that until you're 18, the tears...
Yeah.
It would come.
Tears. The torment.
Exactly. And the thing is, obviously, like how we spoke about last time, we love our kids, you love your kids like no other. So if all their friends, everyone around them's got, but I'd monitor it.
Yeah.
I'd have that account as one of my accounts on Instagram.
Yeah, it's true. I can go in any time, like what's your fault? Even, are you going to give your child an iPad? Like below the age of 3?
No.
Four?
No.
No. So, like, what...
I think we all need to live in a cluster, and I think they should just play out.
Yeah. Our kids will play out.
Yeah.
They need that grade on their knee. Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But,
they need to have that experience.
They do. Because I feel like that's where the real, like, character development comes from.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you don't have that experience, you're going to receive it later on in life. And exactly. You're going to be very sensitive.
Exactly. Like, you need to be told about yourself at a young age and cry and run to your parents. And then the next day still play with the same people. Like, do you get it? Like, you need to have
You need
that.
To do Knock Down Ninja. Yeah. You need to run for your life, my friend.
And you need to get scared when you see them walking down the street thinking they're going to snake you to your mum.
To your mum,
yeah. You actually just need to have this experience.
One of you guys need to be scared of dogs.
Exactly.
Just so we can laugh.
Oh
no, I'm joking. That's
actually so funny.
Yeah.
That's so funny, guys. Summer at her house was too fun.
Even at yours, I used to play with Anne Black and stuff.
It actually hurts my heart that you didn't come Kimba for us. Kimba.
Yeah, didn't. All I know is Anne Black. Trey? No, was it Trey? No.
TJ.
Oh, these are names, yeah. These are names that you hear in like a high school musical movie. But sis had a friend called TJ, and my sister
Tyra,
TJ, like.
And then who else?
I'm black.
I actually saw him the other day with Escar.
Oh.
I saw him. We were like crossing the road. I didn't realize that it was him in the car. I just thought it was a random person, and I just saw him do. And I deeped it, was like, oh, hi. But I don't think he realised. Maybe he thought I was being rude or stish. But I genuinely didn't realise. No. Car used to be black, a black Corsa. And then this is a bright blue, like, Nissan type looking car. So I was just like, okay, like, let them go. But then when I realised it was him, I was like, oh, my fault, my bad. But yeah. Kimba, they didn't make stuff like that no more. If they did, you'd have to pay to go to it.
They didn't make stuff like Adventure Park and stuff anymore. I feel like that's when you just meet the wildest of people. And
I remember my sister ended up crying because a guy liked her.
Imagine that.
She was so tomboy. Like, the thought of people having a crush on her, she was just like, ugh. Like, she actually was so... I remember she cried to my mum. My mum was like, it's me. Why are you crying over those things? But she was so like, this is bro. Like, why do you feel that way about me? Like,
oh, that's
she only ever wore, like, she hated dresses, she hated skirts, like shorts, trousers, graces on the knee. Like, like, that was her.
Graces on the knee.
Yeah, like, she was all about that life. It's actually crazy.
And my heart won't beat again, won't beat again.
They actually get back together, did you know that? They've gone tall.
Yeah,
JLS.
I don't know much about, like, stuff like that. Sorry.
I just randomly saw it.
I've always been out of touch, though. Always. Like, you would say actors' names and I'd be like, who's
that? I don't know actors. That's one thing. No, you got me wrong on that. I do not know. Unless I'm obsessed with them. I don't know actors' names.
Like, Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, Timothy Chalamet. It's because he got bait during the COVID time. The...
He did the stiletto silhouette.
Tell that you've ashamed of them right now.
No, I didn't. I swear I didn't. My boyfriend at the time wouldn't be happy about that.
Oh, that's so funny. No, but it was the other, he did a different challenge. You know, the dun, 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 dun. He became like really, well, he was really big at that point, but.
No.
Yeah, and also one of my friends from, a good friend of mine from secondary school, she was really attracted to him, and like I never knew who he was until she mentioned him to me. So prior to them, I wouldn't have known his name. But other people, I don't know other people's names or directors or.
Nor do I.
But you say, like, oh, you know their names.
You'd be like, oh, he's in this movie. Like, I don't know stuff like that. I don't really have great general knowledge.
You gotta get your facts up, man.
I just need to know what I need to know.
Fair. I hear that. I just collect unnecessary knowledge, I guess. Not even, but yeah, I just know my general facts like that.
Anyway. Oh, what was that song?
I know what song you're talking about. Eggs, bacon, grease, sausage.
I clap like an uncle.
You clap like your father. Hey.
Security.
Anyway, I hope you guys have had an amazing week.
You haven't.
So back to sender.
I've got a question before we go into
debrief.
Before we go into debrief. Okay.
What are you looking at me?
Okay.
Oh, special just anyways.
This is just a small question, just a small one.
Okay.
I actually heard this earlier today. And I was like, I'm gonna park that.
And it's going to be an outlandish question.
It's actually not outlandish at all.
Okay.
So, would you rather go without having your... would you rather get your feet or your toes done?
My feet or my toes? Guys, she's not here. Because when you said that, I just looked at your foot and it's your toe, and I'm like, okay.
Okay,
my hands or my feet.
Yeah, would you rather get your feet or your hands done? Like, if you could only get one. Like,
hands.
Hands.
Straight off the bat, hands.
Even in summer. What would you wear?
In summer, like, is this weather exclusively, like, I'm wearing, like, flip-flops
and
sandals?
No, throughout the whole, like, your nail text is... says to you, like, Loretta, I can only do one or the other, like...
Then I'm definitely getting my hands done.
Only?
If I could... Well, you said only. I can do one. I can choose. I would get my hands done. I guess I could do my toes and just paint my nails myself.
Yeah, we can get stick-ons. I was thinking my toes.
No, I'd get my hands done.
Really?
Yeah, I'd paint my toes.
Weddings, birthday dinners...
The thing is, my toenail shape is actually quite nice.
Okay.
So I could just like, I'll just cut it, file it down, and then just paint them white.
Fair enough.
But what about you? Clearly went with the toes.
Yeah, I went with my toes. Because I feel like...
I don't trust press-ons on my hands.
Really?
Just one quick pop and it flies across the room in front of everyone. God forbid. Yeah.
That is, could be quite embarrassing.
Years ago, this is like back when I was like 12, 11, whatever, you lot came around to us and I had like press-ons from Primark and then literally, I vaguely remember 15 minutes before your mum says, oh Loretta, your nails are so nice. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you, I got them from Primark. And then we're all sitting there watching the thing and then my thumbnail flinged off and in front of your mom. I'm just like, how embarrassing. After that day, I didn't wear press-ons. After that day, I never wore press-ons again. Because what do you mean? What do you actually mean? So then, obviously, as I got older, like, made my own money.
Got your own nails done. I think.
Yeah, I didn't do press-ons. After that, I think it scarred me because your mum literally complimented me and not even an hour. Like, literally, I took like a breath later, it flies off in front of her. And your mum just like pretended like nothing happened. Like, she just pretended like, yeah, nothing happened. You heard it. And the floor was hardwood, so you heard it. I knocked the floor too. But you can pretend. So.
Oh, that is so funny.
I appreciate your mum for doing that though.
The first time I actually got my eyebrows done was with you lot.
Really?
Yeah, we were in it was in Southside and I was staying at your house, I think. I brought one pair of black jeans to your house. Yeah. I never saw them again.
Really?
Yeah, they were a good pair of jeans, you know. I've even fitted them from Zara, so I was gutted.
Maybe you didn't need to fit them.
Maybe, because I didn't see them again. And I could not find them. Anyways, yeah, we went to Southside and I was like, I think I want to get my eyebrows done. Or we probably made it a plan to go get my eyebrows done. Because there's no way I would have just said, I think I want to. It would have been like pre-planned, you know what I mean? So, and I think Lisney had got her eyebrows done at that point. So she's just telling me how it goes and stuff. And I feel like the first time you do your eyebrows as a young girl, you feel like the most like prettiest girl ever. Like,
eyebrows are quite important on the face.
They are. Like when I didn't do my eyebrows for a while and I did it again for my birthday in Feb. I literally like came out that chair and I thought, there's no way.
There's a, your new woman.
It cleans your face.
Yeah, like your skin's suddenly clear.
Yeah.
Everything's just like, oh, just
you suddenly have
sense.
A facelift.
Yeah, like it's just a whole.
Yeah. Before that, I
can't
used to
get my
myself.
Eyebrows done anymore.
Why sensitive?
Yeah, I can't get them waxed without I have to pluck them myself.
Why pluck them myself? Why can't you get threads?
Because when I thread them, I end up with like a rash and like white spots all around my eyebrows for like a week and a half. Oh, that's why I had to stop waxing, because that used to happen with waxing, never used to happen with threading.
Yeah, I remember,
but now
you didn't
it only
get
happens.
Threads, you used to get yeah. wax, yeah.
And then it started happening with both of them, so now I just pluck them. But anyway, carry on with your story.
I used to, well, not what I used to do. I shave them.
Do you?
But many of times I've cut off my eyebrow.
Oh.
Many of times. Even this time last year, my half my eyebrow was gone. So
but you're good at doing your eyebrows, so it's
now, like... when I was younger and I just learned how to do makeup, I could not do my eyebrows for anything.
Eyebrows are the hardest thing to get
to
quite
grasp,
right. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, once you grasp it, it's like a breakthrough. Or like you'll do it really well one time and you really love them and then you just can't recreate it for a bit and
yeah.
hit or miss. But then once you hit that point where you can just do your eyebrows how you want to do them.
Eyebrows are, yeah, they are hard. Mm. I remember I used to get frustrated with my sister, like, why is my eyebrows not coming out the way you do my eyebrows? Like, what is it about me that's not that coming out that
work.
Way? Yeah.
But where did we go to get your eyebrows done? I'm actually quite curious. Like, what shop did we go to in Southside for you to get your eyebrows done? At?
Definitely a threading. Like, I got them threaded.
I'm just trying to remember, like, where threading would have happened in Southside. Are you sure it wasn't in Tooting?
Maybe it was Tooting.
I was thinking.
Because we got on a bus.
Yeah, it was definitely. Because when we were younger, we used to get eyebrows done in Tooting. We never used to get our eyebrows done in Southside.
Yeah, I remember we got on a bus.
Yeah, now I think I remember
and we
that.
Sat on the top deck.
I don't remember that aspect of it, but like I feel like I vaguely remember. Or maybe I'm just creating a memory of myself going, but...
No,
we also took Angie to get eyebrows done for the first time. What the hell? We were just on a mission to be taken.
No, yeah. Was we in Ilford, though?
Yeah, we were in Ilford, yeah. We went to Ilford and we took our younger cousin to get her eyebrows done. Her mum wasn't happy about it, but they look good, though, because she has thick long eyebrows and it just... Ugh.
You're probably
she
used the
one that said it. And then... She used to have a unibrow. And then when she got it done, like, can you imagine, like, the amount of hair? Like, she had a unibrow and the amount of hair, and then when it's all crisp and
she probably never reverted back to that unibrow.
Yeah, no.
I wouldn't.
I remember she got in so much trouble.
Oh, I can't wait to, like, have daughters and they're going through that first of getting the eyebrows done. It's a whole big thing.
Yeah.
Or, like, the first time they get braids. I remember the first time I got braids was, I was like in year 7, I think, or year 8.
Really? Oh yeah, because your mum always just plait your hair. Boy, the first time I got braids, could have been like 6, 7, 8, like I was young. I was young. But I remember the time when I got them nice braids from Uganda, yeah. Two people working on my hair. You know when you want long braids but your mum doesn't allow you because it's too good? That time it came like all the way down to my bum. I felt like that. Girl, like I was just, and I refused to tie it up, so we were playing a game of PE and the hair was flying everywhere in my face, but I refused to tie it up because you like this long
Rapunzel tie up your hair.
Honestly, it was just so I definitely hear what you're saying, like when they go through them phases and you just like, remember when that was me?
Yeah,
I'll make like a whole day of it. We'll go get like something to like a little nice drink together. We'll go get it done, then we'll go in and maybe have a little bit of lunch.
Yeah, I think I may. And I'll get her a piece of clothing to remind her of that day.
I'll do perfume. I'll get like a perfume to remind
them. Yeah, and you can get like her initials engraved on it.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah,
I'll get like a little key. I'll say like not testers, but like you the little key to like 10 million
euros
you can get and just be like.
Yeah. What would you do for your boy though? Because they wouldn't have experiences like that. Like they would always be getting their hair cut.
For their first haircut, I'll get them.
They'll be like
a nice
1 year. 1 year's though.
I'll only start doing that type of stuff once like they're able to remember it. But maybe when they're younger I might just get like,
your kids
picture.
Are gonna have like pepper green. It's like that just peps that just they're just little boys that have peps and you can see their skull.
No, sorry. I think you misunderstood what I said. I'm saying I would only do the memorable things of buying something for them.
When they remember that.
When they remember it. I'm not saying
that your son would be walking around with peps. texted me.
No, I never said that. I think that's a miscommunication there. But yeah.
I think I'd want my son to have like a little like taper fade and just. It depends. Like if you.
I might maybe for like the first few years. I don't know if I'd want something.
Yeah, level one.
No. Like, you know when they have that little brush thing that goes, I might just do that on their whole head and just have it like a cutesy little, and maybe just like a shape up at the front.
But, yeah.
Because I don't know how, like, I'll just let the hair follicles be
yeah.
for the first couple of years of life.
Yeah.
Maybe when they're three is when I'll actually go and take them to
the barbers.
Yeah, but it also depends on how quick their hair grows. If their hair grows like crazy quick.
Oh, they'll probably be scared for the first time.
I'd definitely do like, either sit them on my lap or their dad's lap.
And how would you do your lap? The barber would be going around you like this.
Yeah, like, so then I'm not going to leave my kid there crying. I'm not going to make getting hair done this stressful, like a stressful aww. Situation. I feel like a lot of black girls, maybe because, and I'm, when I was younger, the hairdressers, they were just heavy handed, like tight and really, you know, that was just a traumatic experience that can be avoided. Cool, the hair looks nice when it's done, but the whole experience doesn't have to be that traumatic at that young of an age, so
yeah,
I'd let them sit on my lap.
I got my hair done by somebody else for the first time, I think I was at 9.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's because I was moving schools.
Was it painful?
No. Her hands were soft.
And her mum. Were you tender-headed?
Not really. Oh, I think it's my mum did my hair every Sunday, like, I couldn't be. Yeah, but also, I didn't have any extensions and stuff, so there was no like real pressure on my head.
Yeah, your hair was relaxed though when you were younger, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, just have it. And she's had hang time.
Yeah.
So, how's your week been?
My week's been really good.
It's so hard to remember your week, you know. Yeah. You should really start. We should actually start writing it down because this has actually become a habit and we could have already stopped behaving like that, you know?
I saw my niece yesterday. So cute. Church on Sunday, as I do, where I go, you know, on Sunday that's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Sunday that's where I go. and this is the month of faith. So in this month of faith, we're just really going to dive into what faith is, to be steadfast, how to have faith, how to increase your faith, what the Lord does, even believing in Him, that's strict faith, like, you know. Faith is believing in things unseen and hoping for things it's not yet. So yeah, it was nice. Saturday, oh, I actually like modeled for my friend's sunglass business, well, sunglass brand. It's called LM Imperium. Thank you. It's called LM Imperium. Thank you. And I modelled for her spring / summer collection, I think. Really nice gems, like really nice. I actually want to buy a pair. So yeah, that's what I did Saturday. And then I went to go see my goddaughter. Such a cute.
How old is she now?
2, maybe 3.
Honestly, I keep thinking she's still 1.
No, B.
I knew.
She's 2. She's got so, she's a ball of personality and that. And it's just like so nice to see that she has her own personality, like she's
not just like someone that's dependent on adults.
Yeah,
she's got her own.
And she talks a lot. Yeah, she's just such an amazing girl.
Soon starting school, she's nearly turning 3. She's gonna be in school.
I know,
soon,
well.
so
cute. But yeah, that was my weekend. How was yours? Well, my week, obviously we're working, but that, yeah, was yours.
I don't know if you guys remember, I went to the exhibition that I mentioned to you guys, the Amaka, I can't remember the name of the, but this, the guy, the one in London, Grosvenor Hill one, and yeah, it was nice, like it was nice to see art that, like, you could see yourself in.
Resonating.
Yeah. Like, there was one picture of this, well, one, like, piece of art or piece of work that had a man sitting with, like, a little, like, baby boy. No word of a lie, that baby boy looked exactly like how my brother looked like when he was, a baby. Really? At that age. And I was actually like, whoa,
that's so weird. Maybe it's some sort of, like, optical, like, illusion.
No, it's not even not like it very much so looked like him.
It was crazy. Did you take a picture?
Yeah, I did take it. I'll show you after.
Thank you.
But and the place, I didn't realize Grosvenor Hill, just like it's Grosvenor Square, that whole vibe, is full of like other places that are have like exhibitions. Like there were so many other little bits that were having exhibition, but I didn't go in. Like it was quite hot that day as well, and I was like not even to my day one of my period. I don't know. I was early doors of my period, so I was just like. But it was really nice. That was really nice. I saw my best friend the other day. I hadn't seen her for a while, and it was so nice. Like we caught up on life, and it was just so refreshing to see her, to speak to her, to you know recoup. You know, like what do you call it? Like when you see your girls, when you see your people, like it's just. It's like a rebirth, like a recharge of like mental energy, do you know what I mean? So that was really nice. The gist was good, it was vibey, it was funny. And then what else? QB,
what else?
I wanna watch Sinners, but I'm actually kinda scared to watch it because people are saying it's got a bit like horror aspect to it, and I don't do horror. Like I could watch a horror, be scared at the moment, get over it. As soon as I'm about to fall asleep or shut my eyes, it comes back to my head and I can't
move. That's why you've got to protect your eye and your ear gates.
No, for real. I'll probably fall asleep fine. Like I'm not as scared as I would have been if it was like, 10 years ago, but I just can't be bothered to put that in my
I heard that knowledge. Sinners is a real demonstration of how Satan basically has his way in like the world and infiltrates like the seven mountains of influence, which I can't name all of them, but largely it's entertainment, education, family. I don't know the other four, but yeah. Wow. Christian perspective, that's what a lot of them saw, like the different gates that Satan uses, or how he's just so blatant in the world. So yeah, I feel like, yeah, I don't know if I want to
watch it. Yeah,
it's not like I'm trying to run away from what is the reality, but
you just want to put it at the forefront, like there.
Yeah, I'm protecting my ear, my eye gates. I'm applying wisdom.
I hear it. My sister went and watched it though with her friend.
Find it.
She was like, yeah, I think she said it was good. I can't remember. But she did say, like, when I told her about the whole horror thing, she was like, okay, I see what you mean. My best friend also went to watch it. She didn't know she was watching it, but she ended up watching it, and then she was like, I can see what bit you're talking about. She said that she was scared for a bit, so I was just like,
see, I don't want that. You know me, like I'm quite a visual person. I know that it's a visual thing watching it, but like I can really replay things in my mind as if I'm experiencing it for the first time. Like I really remember being, I think I was at 5 and my mum was watching Hollyoaks, so I was obviously watching Hollyoaks with her, and there was a fire scene. And I went to go use the toilet, like, I just need to use the toilet. So I went upstairs, used the toilet, and no word of a lie. Like, it's like my, the toilet I was in had, like, fire coming out the walls. And obviously I was, like, crying. And then it just stopped.
As in you saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might just, I don't know, maybe you've got, like, an ability to see stuff that you just don't.
No, maybe, but I was really, like... things. Like, it's a profound memory, so you know for
were you,
me, like...
Were you silently crying or were you crying loudly?
Of course I was silently crying.
So your mum couldn't even help you in that moment?
I even think my mum would be like... Because I know my mum, she would be like, Cinta, stop. Like, you know what I mean?
You would be like...
But it, like, I was just... Like, it stopped and I just left. And I was like, that was so...
Crazy. And yeah, you just go back downstairs to the long legs.
It was, obviously, the fire scene was gone, but... Yeah, I took it with me.
You were probably there, just like, you just cried, like, oh, okay, anyway, okay.
Like, my imagination is so good. Wild. Yeah, it's just, yeah. So I feel like with that one, I probably wouldn't. I'm not a person that watches horror movies anyway.
Yeah, neither do I don't do horror. I do but psychological thrillers, though.
Psychological thrillers, yeah. Remember when we watched the mirror one, what's it called?
That's you and Litany. Oculus.
Oculus.
I didn't watch that. That was a horror.
No, that was a horror. That was a psychological.
Because you guys screamed and shouted at the bad guy.
Because it played with your mind, Loretto. That one was a psychological thriller. Like, we watched and it on
you
a
guys,
computer.
You guys watched, remember you guys were watching, you guys were on like a horror. Like,
I was only on it with your sister.
Yeah, but you
because I was staying at your house. I would never be like
and
that
you
at
also
mine.
Watched that other one. Oh, there's like series, there's like multiple of them.
It starts with I.
Yeah, Insidious.
Yeah,
Insidious. You watched like all of them ones. And that was, and then you guys end up watching Annabelle, but because it was like hot, like everyone was watching at the time, I think I watched it with you, and we watched it with my brother as well. Guys, oh.
I think we even, we dived into like the truthful side of it as well. I think we did, like we Googled like,
stop.
Because some of the stories are true. Stop. Like when she was levitating in the air.
Stop.
Witches do that.
Stop. Can you stop? I don't like that. I'm trying to protect my ear gate. Certainly.
No, but for real, we have to. This world is more spiritual than physical, as I say.
But I can't remember what else happened in my week. But yeah, that's been it so far.
Yeah.
And here we are. On to the book we go!
So, okay. Loretta's finally caught up to me. To the end of May. I had a week break.
And I have my questions for you guys.
I was like, oh, should I reread it again so I can refresh my memory? But I was like, no, Loretta's gonna have questions, so it's gonna, like, jig my memory.
You
but
know,
it was uplifting. It was, like, positive.
Yeah, it was to see the transformation happening in Yinka. But it was like it was hard, but it kind of was hard to think of questions for this because it wasn't like a lot happened in here, but there wasn't like
much questions.
That you can create from it.
But do you remember when you said that your sister came in your room crying?
Mm-hmm.
I think she might have been crying.
She wasn't crying about this. I asked her.
Oh, she wasn't.
Yeah, she wasn't. She said it was more like I think it was at the end, but so it must be somewhere.
Really?
By the way, guys, we've got this much left of the book, and
basically
we're gonna
now.
Finish it like
next
episode.
Week.
We're just gonna get to the end of the book. But this book has been so good.
But do you not think, like, when I was reading it, I thought like, oh, maybe this is why your sister was crying, because I
at what bit though? Basically, I persuaded my sister to read the book, and she came to me while I was asleep, crying, saying, "Oh my gosh!" Like, I said, "Don't tell me." At least she said, "Don't tell me," because I don't want to know. Like, I don't. Obviously, I hear she's crying. Sorry, she's crying. But I didn't want to ruin the book.
Yeah, don't spoil it. But I, cool. She had the manic moment of speaking to, what's his name again?
No, Marcus.
Marcus. Then with the whole Derek thing. Mm. And then,
she finally went to counselling.
And then when she started talking about how she felt like she was ugly.
Yeah, that bit was quite sad.
Yeah.
It was sad, but,
So that was making me quite emotional. So I was thinking, oh, maybe this is why your sister was crying.
Yeah, when I read that bit, I was like, okay, I can see, like, it was quite emotional because she was very much so like, oh, she felt ugly because Femi chose someone lighter, someone more beautiful, someone lighter, and that whole aspect. Or like when her dad, when she said that, when my dad was alive, he was the one who would tell me I was beautiful, but now he's dead, so.
Yeah, she doesn't hear it.
Like, oh.
And I like how the therapist, well, that's what therapists do, right? Mm. But I like how she would bring back the question or conversation back to like what Yinka said in passing. Mm. Like, I feel like the comments that you say in passing speak louder than the comments that you like
want to focus on. And she was very good at, even though when she won, like the things she wanted to focus on, she would like talk about them, but then she'll seamlessly just go back into like the passing. And the whole thing about the someone lighter, she was also like, she was like, oh, can we come back to that? And she's like, no, it's okay, we can talk about that another time, because obviously Yinka was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But, okay, I might not ask all of them, because I don't know how, like, it depends on how the gist goes when we're talking about it now. If we could turn to page 337, please.
Please, guys, recommend us any new books.
Yeah. So, in this section, Yinka is a therapy session, counseling session. I think she's called Jackie, I can't remember. Yeah, Jackie. And she asks Yinka, what if you never find love or get married? How would you ultimately be? And then Yinka says, I would like to say I would be happy because finding love doesn't define who I am. and then Auntie Blessing flashes to mind. So yeah, my question to you guys is, would you be okay or content with going the rest of your life without romantic love or not getting married? And then I've got a follow-up question, but I don't know, I'll just ask it now. No, I'll answer that.
I would be content / okay to not go the rest of my life without being married, God forbid though.
And without romantic love.
I would be content because, yeah, like, if that's just not for me, then it won't be. But I've got a strong desire for it, so I believe the Lord will grant me my desires.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen, yeah. Fair.
Would you?
I'm a lover girl, respectfully.
You're like, no!
Honestly.
Say the script time, no!
Exactly. But if, like, it's also, that's not to say that I will settle for a romantic partner, romantic love that's just there for the sake of it being there and just, you know, I guess being wanted, etc, etc. But yeah, I'll like, be content, I'll just firm it, like, I just, you know, charge it. But
I mean, yeah, if, like, okay, let's say, like, this woman hasn't been in a relationship since 2022, so 3 years ago, and let's say she goes on the rest of her life with no romantic interest, no romantic love, she's just happy for others. Like, the first love that we get obviously is from our parents, but the very, very first one is God. Like, he knew us before he knew our, before we knew our parents. Like, and I think if one was to just be so, like, engulfed by the Lord's love, they will be content in their life. Yes, they may be upset, like, oh, why didn't I get married, why didn't I find love? But I think if you just go back to the love of Christ, I think that will fill any void in your heart. But as I said, I have the desire in my heart to get married, so the Lord will grant my desires. Amen. If you're secure within yourself and you love yourself and
you don't, like, and that's even to, like,
seek validation in your relationship.
Yeah, but also that's not to say, like, me being a lover girl, it's not that I would be seeking validation.
Yeah.
It would definitely just be, like, because I feel like I have so much, I guess, love within myself.
Security, yeah.
And I would want to give love to somebody that, not like, yeah, he's worthy of it, really and truly.
Yeah, because
not everybody just.
Yeah, he would be, because not everybody could experience your love. Mm-hmm. Or would experience your
privileged
love.
Enough to.
Exactly, amen. So. But yeah, I feel like if one wasn't content, then they would be settling. Like, they would settle in a relationship that would provide them that the physical needs that they want, but they would be, like, no emotional.
Yeah, mental.
Substance.
Yeah. Lovely answer. Next question. If we could turn to page 357, please. So this is when Yinka's writing. Yinka wrote a letter to her younger self as instructed.
Oh, that was really, like,
Becky, her counsellor. Yeah, it was really nice to hear what she had to say. I would actually be quite interested, what would you write, like, what
I'm literally trying to think to myself, like, what would I say to younger Jacinta? I guess I would just really say, like, you're not shy, you're confident, you can do anything you put your mind to, and don't allow other people's opinions to override yours.
Oh my gosh, I just got data, because we have actually answered that question before when we were reading The Courage to Be the Slides, and you've literally given, like, basically the same answer. Because when you said that, I was like, why does that sound familiar to me?
Well, maybe my younger self needed to hear that.
Yeah, you definitely showed that you, like, that was something you had to hear.
Damn.
Wow.
Well, I guess I just need to live life by that.
I feel like you do. Definitely now, I feel like you definitely
need to, yeah. What would you write to your younger self? You ask me questions and you don't answer them back. You got into that habit.
Do you know what it is? It's because, well, other than that, like, when I write the questions down,
you've already answered.
Yeah, I've answered it in my head, so it's not really, like. But in regards to my younger self, I feel like I basically said it last time in, like, the same episode. I think it would just be, like, live a little, like,
yeah, you did,
don't be so stressed out about, like, things,
or
like,
anxious.
Yeah, like, anxious about certain things, like. Either way, education is going to be education that you're going to have to go to school anyway. Don't come kill yourself and stress over things that is going to happen. You're going to have to do it but just live life while you're dealing with that as well. There's no point just like, you know, closing yourself off or just like, you know, getting stressed out in that way. So yeah, I'll just say live a little, bruv. Like, in the day, life's gonna happen whether you want it to or not. So this is like we mentioned before, this is where Yinka's writing a letter to herself as instructed by Jackie, her counsellor. And this particular bit, and I quote, she says, "As a dark-skinned woman, sadly, you don't look like today's standard of beauty. So be ready, baby girl. Be ready and stand ready. Be ready to walk into any room with your chin held high and your shoulders rolled back, because yes, your rich chocolate skin does deserve a seat at the table. Define your own definition of beauty. Don't wait for society or any proxy magazine to do it for you. Don't wait for social media." But the question is, do you think it would be hard for someone to, in the words of Yinka,
stand strong and stand like, up,
not wait for permission to do something, or not wait for an example to be shown in social media to do what you want or to live the life that you want to live? And obviously everybody else sees that same social media, so it's obviously hard. Just as much as you, I know that there's no examples
of me,
you know that as well.
I feel like it can either go two ways, whereby the person feels like it's very hard, so much so that it's impossible for them to accomplish that, so they don't even try, and they wallow away and like, I'll say lament and etc. Or it could go the other way, which I feel like it largely is. Like, people go down that route, but they don't see an example or representative, so they make sure that they're the one that younger girls do see. Younger girls like themselves do see, so that it can like push the younger girl to go and do the stuff that they want to do. So I think it's more of the latter. Like, people do that nowadays. Like, you know, with the whole like, there's no like black models or people are really like trying to enforce that. Like, even with the whole makeup shade, wasn't there a black influencer?
Yeah, I remember her. I can't remember her name, but she's so beautiful.
So beautiful.
And then the whole thing went, she came out black on her skin, and then she tried, I think it was made by Mitchell or something. I think it was she tried like another brand, maybe Huda, I don't know, and it actually matched, and like now she's like quite known for testing out makeup and stuff.
No, literally. But it's good because I'm assuming she didn't, there wasn't anyone her skin complexion to represent. I know it, not even that, like even in the supermarkets or beauty stores, like there wasn't really much dark shades. Like, I feel like the darkest was probably me.
Yeah, and it was crazy in today's society, making it like inclusivity or like diversity to have darker shades. No, that should just be the standard.
Yeah,
like, I understand because it's becoming more inclusive of others, but I don't think you should you should be allowed to release a makeup line of shades if you're not including as many shades as you can. Like, I understand like shades in between might be difficult or whatever, but if you don't have like a full spectrum from like a light shade,
the people could do the mixing at home.
Yeah, me too. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like every race should be able to go and pick up maybe two or one shade of yours and be able to wear it as like a foundation.
Exactly. Because was gonna say that you wouldn't sell clothes without making sure there are sizes for a skinny girl or a big girl.
Yeah.
But there's some stores that like Victoria's Secret, I don't think they've got like so
that one, they said you've got a certain sculpt that we like to keep in our shop.
But yeah, I think, not that it's becoming a trend, but I think it's definitely like a marketing
strategy
that people use, or the companies use, that and we've got 300 shades going from this range to this range. Or no, now you're seeing like dark models.
Yeah, I think like it should just be the standard, and you just focus on the quality of what it is that you're putting out.
Exactly.
Maybe incorporate things that help people with like, I don't know, acne prone skin or just sensitive skin or dry skin.
That's really good, yeah.
Rather than just constantly being like, oh, we include the darker shades or we include the light shade.
Like, how dare you include a dark shade and it's just black?
Bad boy. Okay, next question. Again, guys, I would answer, but I've answered it in my head. Like, I'm just basically the same vibe as what Cinta said. Like, Well, actually, I know you thought like it would be tricky because obviously the idea of like not wanting to stray from the script because of people's personality types. But I guess it's sort of the idea of pushing yourself out of your comfort zone in order to be able to do what it is that you want to do in life.
I think that's what social media enforces, though, pushing people out of their comfort zone. Especially like you can make content out of anything. You never think that you never would have thought that it would go viral or
make it,
but it does, and that's pushing someone out
of their comfort zone.
Of their comfort zone.
That's where growth happens, like they say. Okay, last question. If we could turn to page 363, my dears. So this is where Yinka is saying a prayer. At, what was it? The baby shower. Was it what?
Christening. Yeah,
Chinadu's christening. Yeah, that's Kemi's baby.
Yeah, christening or dedication, one of them.
Yeah, one of them. She's like, no, let me say the prayer. And she's saying all these things in the prayer. It was like, amen, amen, amen. And then she says, lastly, I'd like to pray for myself. And then more just pray for herself. And then she then talks about obviously her singledom and how she needed that to happen, and obviously I guess growth has happened, whatever. But her mum and her aunties and all the
elder people
were like, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, even the pastor came and he was like, I will also be praying for your husband. Like,
yeah.
It's very, and even Yinka's mum then says to her in the other room, why would you embarrass me like that in front of all my friends?
Yeah.
But Yinka, obviously, was praying for her thing. She's glad that she went through that, and you know. So my question for you is, do you think singleness without a roster and genuine romantic solitude is accepted in today's society? Genuine, like, I'm not entertaining anyone.
I would say that was me.
What do you mean?
That's like, I feel like I go through like genuine solitude for parts of the year. Accepted. Yeah, I think it is like the aunties and stuff, because they're the ones that try with marrying me off. But in terms of our generation, I didn't get a whack.
Do you think if we got to the same age as Yinka, do you think the same sort of lack of pressure would exist? Or do you think it's because we're still like
young in a way?
Yinka's young too, don't get me wrong, but yeah, we're like early 20s.
I feel like,
if we were late 20s, early 30s, say.
I think you would definitely get asked a lot more, like, where's your husband or are you dating? I think, like, your friends, family would ask you of those questions.
Do you not think your friends would?
But now, or like...
No, then, like, if you're the same age as Yinka.
Yeah.
So do you think it's genuinely accepted? Like, do you think people actually accept, like, genuine romantic solitude?
I wouldn't say that they don't.
Do you think, when you're saying that they don't, would it be from a lens of them respecting obviously you as a person rather than the fact that you're choosing to be like...
I think it'd be more of a, like, they're respecting me as a person or
rather than the idea of like singledoms.
Yeah, but like...
So do you think it's accepted?
But nothing's wrong with singles.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I would say that it is accepted.
But why are you saying it like that though? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm just thinking like...
You're 33 years old.
Even now, like I'm 24, people ask me, are you dating anyone? Like, on Sunday, I'm sure, like, I think if I don't leave church and someone's asked me like, how's your boyfriend? What boyfriend? Like, people just assume that I'm either in a relationship or
they're somebody there.
Yeah, so I think maybe it's not directly said that they don't accept solitude, but probably like subconsciously they're thinking, why is she still single? I don't know. I think that's a hard, that's interesting question.
I would say like I'm two minds about it, because I do think it would be accepted by those who know you well, but if it was like a stranger, for example, I feel like from a societal perspective people would then be like, oh, so why are you single, like is there a reason? I feel like that's a common
question,
like if somebody was single and they like met somebody randomly, maybe they got a bit familiar with each other, I think that question would crop up, like, so how come
you're single
how come you didn't like choose to da da da, because maybe it's just the whole idea of like human connection. Like, it's the idea that as humans we do, maybe obviously for some people, like Nana, for example, she's aromantic, that doesn't like appeal to her. But I feel like for most of society, that whole idea of being with someone romantically, like how I guess relating to when we were talking about the courage to be disliked, almost like a life task, like to have that balance. But I guess some people get that from their friends, or get that from their family, or get that from work, and that just balances them out entirely. But I feel like those different avenues, like romantic, friendship, familial, work, like hobbies, those all work together to just sort of, you know. So I think that's why it may be a bit like, it's accepted, probably it is accepted in society, but it's almost like, why not? Do you know what I mean? It's like a question mark, like,
why
not?
Like,
why? But I also, I'm very much so like, people can be.
But I think also, because, like,
because really truly, if you were like 33 and then you were like to me, it's also because I feel like I know you, so I'd be like, why? Like, what? Like, I don't really understand, like, where you, like, what happened for you to suddenly, and obviously nothing has to happen, but I would just be trying to be like, did something happen? Because, like, obviously you've heard from her saying earlier, you intend to get married, you want to get married, you want to have that.
But so a lot of people have that desire and intentions to get married, and some people just get married like 50.
Or yeah, like that's the thing. And like, still, so the intention is still somewhat there. It's in there, existence. But like, you're but at unless an age the right person you comes can't really along, have,
like, you can't be multiplying of age.
You could. You don't know science.
You'd be high risk.
Facts.
But
facts.
Yeah, I think it definitely comes to a certain age whereby you will start to hear that question a lot more, like, oh, are you dating? Do you have a boyfriend? Like, I feel like that's just a part of a get to know you pack. Like, how many siblings you got? What do you do for work? Do you have a boyfriend? Can you drive? Like, I feel like that's just
it's a check-off list that people be asking, especially, and it's like,
oh, if you don't have a boyfriend, I can set you up with my son or my nephew or
my friend,
and it's just like,
colleague.
Who said I was interested?
Who said you're not?
And I feel like
that song came up at the Disney night.
Who said you're not perfect? Who said you're the only one that's hurting? Trust me, that's the price of beauty. Who says you're not pretty? Who says you're not beautiful? Who says?
Who? Let us know. Drop them in the comment section below.
But, yeah. I think people get so surprised that when someone would say, like, oh, I'm not dating at the moment.
Why? Yeah, like, what happened? Like, did you go through a breakup? Like, people think there must be a reason for it.
Yeah.
Typically, there is, though.
But more of the time, it's like, no, I just want to stay in solitude by myself. Like, I just really want to, like, really just rediscover myself. I mean, yeah, one would have come off a breakup. But
I guess you learn stuff about yourself and what you want for yourself, or like maybe in the same way that, like, going into solitude, you might learn aspects or attributes about yourself when you were in a relationship that you may not have liked, or you may have questioned why they exist, because they only showed up when you're in a relationship. So solitude makes sense to figure that out. But if you were to ask somebody, not unless they're aromantic or asexual, you know,
I used to say that when I was like in secondary school.
If you said that to me, I would have told you, why are you lying? Why are you lying for?
You said it because of, like, one relationship that was in, like, you know, like, secondary school relationships that were also very like this. So when we'd break up, I'd be like, I'm asexual. Like,
mm. We're back together, like, I don't know what asexual is. I've never heard of her. But I think if you were to, like, unless someone's asexual or aromantic, if they hadn't been in a relationship or in a situation where they haven't been, like, I guess, cared for in that way or loved in that way,
your lashes are really long, sorry.
Thank you. I'm natural. I think majority of people would want that for themselves.
Some people don't.
That's what I'm saying. They mean the aromantic. The aromantic.
Oh,
asexual,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exclusive of people who are like that. I feel like a lot of people would want or desire something where they're able to experience that, had if they haven't experienced it. Because then I feel like people who go for the solitude route, they may have been in a relationship or whatever, where they then were either done hard done by or learn stuff about themselves. So they're like, I need to step away from the romantic scene and learn myself. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So, I don't know. It's an interesting topic, I think.
It is an interesting topic, but aunties, please do not put pressure on your nieces or nephews.
I don't know what they're going through.
Every time.
they're onto you like that, though.
Hmm?
They're not onto you, though.
The ones at church.
Oh, are they?
Oh, you're so tall. Oh, when you get married.
I thought your church was quite young. I didn't realise there was aunties like that.
Yeah, in like the first service. I want it to happen organically, you know? What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
Please, oh.
But yeah, okay, so.
Even my dad, I'm gonna find you a Ugandan man. Please, sir.
I'd love to see who you bring back.
You know, there was one time I went to a wedding. It wasn't her wedding, it was her pre-wedding.
Kwandula?
No, it wasn't Kwandula. It was like a.
Meet the family, meet the husband, meet their family type thing.
It was in a hall, like it was a whole big thing. It wasn't Kwandula because they already had that, and their white wedding was like the week after, so it was like
maybe it was like meet. You know, people like they do the thing where they have like a party before the wedding, so people who are meant to go to the wedding meet each other before the actual wedding.
Maybe, but yeah. So my dad and I went to that, and so the groom's younger brother had an interest in me.
Mm.
And he would like, we would speak like a little bit, like, you know, like I didn't really move from my chair because I didn't know anyone like that really. Mm. But I think I went toilet and he was like in the hallway, so we like exchanged a few words, and yeah, I think he had a bit of an interest in me. And you know, it's so cute.
Mm.
He got his dad to call my dad to say like, I'm interested in your daughter. But my dad said, I'm not getting involved. And he didn't like
do the translating.
No,
your dad's active, but I hear him says that if he's gonna be a man about it, then
he told me this like 2 weeks after the thing had happened. Mm. As well. And I was just thinking that could have been my husband. Like, what are you doing, Dad? Ugandan man as well. Like, but yeah, he was like, I'm not getting involved in my daughter's love life.
I can actually imagine your dad being like, me, get involved.
He's probably thinking, first of all, what's who's his number, like who's calling me? But isn't that not cute, like you actually went your way to like tell your dad to tell my
from
dad
from the jump. It's like he's making your dad aware, like there's no sort of like,
yeah,
he's like, no, you know him, like I came through you. So yeah, but I guess it's also kind of like, as a parent, like if it goes like wrong, it's like I was the one who told you about, like, I'm not.
But he could have gave the guy my number,
but that's also quite brazy. I guess there's a thing, he would he ask you to, that's when he doesn't want to get involved? Because maybe your dad doesn't want to just be out here giving out your number to anyone.
To anyone, yeah. So, but at the time I was thinking, Dad, like,
I could have been my husband.
I could have been married right now.
I could have been auntie.
You guys are funny. Good
looking.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But he was a couple years older than me. I think I was like 21, so he probably was like 23.
Not too shabs.
No, not too shabby at all.
Because you would have been, what, 26 now?
I would have been married by now. I actually would have been married by now.
You know, if it's meant to be, if it's God's will, then he'll come back into your life.
If we haven't, I have not seen him since.
If it's God's will. Anyway, next episode we're going to read to the end of the book, guys. And then I guess we'll also reveal what book we're going to read next.
I'm going to be hearing along with you guys.
She's so fake. We're going to discuss it, guys. She's actually so fake. We've got like, what? I think there's like 2 or 3 books that we have, but she's already forgotten them.
Remember one, Rootless something. Was it Honey and Spice? No, you already read Honey and Spice.
Honey and Spice was so good. It wasn't that good. I was kind of like, not butthurt, but like I was kind of like, oh, the way it ended was a bit, I felt like it was a bit rushed. But it was a good book. And I feel like it showed for once it showed like black love, but there wasn't like a whole struggle about it. Like there was a bit of a a blip in the system, but it was like there wasn't like, oh, he's out here doing the madness and she's over there like crashing out, and then it's like, okay, now we rectify and make it work, and it's, or like she does a madness, but no. So yeah, we shall see, man.
We shall see. But I hope that you enjoyed this week's episode. We thank you guys for coming back, or we thank you for joining us. If this is your first time, again, I'm your sister Jerry, and this is Loretta Maria.
Hey guys.
And we are cousins from birth. And
yeah, please don't forget to
like, share, comment, and subscribe, please. As Loretta said in her Stephen Bartlett voice,
it does a lot for us.
It does a lot for us. It means more to us than you realize. Yeah. And we'll be able to put back into this podcast to give you guys a better
experience.
Exactly.
And yeah, to our audio listeners, please don't forget to rate us
5 stars.
5 smackaroonies. And yeah, leave us a comment down below, a review. We'd love to hear what you guys think. Answer the questions.
Yeah, please tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, because our comments have been quite dry, quite zero at the moment. I feel like we're talking to ourselves.
We're talking to each other. And yeah, then, if you're listening, we're talking to you. We appreciate you so much. And we will see you in the next one.
Next week. Bye. Oh, guys. TV.
Every time. This little section that we like to forget about is called
Teefy,
and it stands for
thoughts, feelings, and experiences generally in the week that just passed.
Oh, I think I know what my Teefy is, but it's more like a general thought, feeling, and I also saw a post about it today which I think reinforced it for me. Like I mentioned, I saw my best friend earlier on in the week, and I think my Teefy is friendship and community, just the whole concept of that, and how having that and showing up for that, and you know, putting your time into that, just, and it creates a space and a community that you can rely on and have support in. So I just think my thoughts, my feelings, and my experience for this past week has really been friendship, family, community.
That's a perfect tie. Genuinely don't have a teepee.
What's a song or something or
a song
or a quote that's been
a song that carried me through last week was I will do your will, do your will, do your will, oh God. I come in the volume of the book, it was written about me. To do your will, oh God.
How did that make you feel then?
That I'm here for a purpose. I'm here for a reason. There's a calling, there's a destiny on my life.
Amen.
And I'm here to do exactly just that, to please my Heavenly Father, so that I can hear, well done, my good and faithful servant.
That's actually so sweet.
Amen.
That's so sweet. Amen.
That's just like one of, I know I've got the desire to get married, but
that's like burning desire.
But that comes above that, like just to make sure that I'm always doing what I need to do in that season. And like
to align yourself with God's will.
Exactly. Abiding in Him and He abides in me. Do you know what I mean? Just making sure I'm on that narrow path.
I hear it.
But that's just me. My TV,
I like that.
TV, friends and community. Do the Lord's will.
Amen.
Amen. Ushers, close them doors. Close them doors.
And that's been Years in Between. See you next week, guys.